to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. This virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one." You see that? Rejoice, highly favored one. Hallelujah. Now we know that the word of God said that God loves us all the same, right? Amen. He doesn't love you any more than he loves me. He doesn't love me any more than he loves you. But something stood out about this sister. And so let me read it again, verse 28. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have what? You have found favor with God." Hallelujah. God loves us all equal in his sight. But it's some things that we can do and ways that we can act that will really get God's attention. There are things that we can do that will cause doors to open for us that won't open for someone else. Not because God loves us more, but because we place ourselves in a position to be blessed, and as some folks say, and highly favored. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, favor is an act of kindness performed or granted out of goodwill. Let's go to Genesis. Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. Now, I'll begin reading at verse 5 in Genesis chapter 6. It says, "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Reminds you a little bit like today, don't it? "And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, 'I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them.'" Everybody say, "But."
But.
Doesn't matter how bad things get around you, you can still stand out. You don't have to blend in with the crowd. You can stand out for God. But Noah found grace, or you can say favor. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And of course, I'm sure you know the story. We won't read it all. But God protected Noah and his family. Had Noah to build an ark. Amen. You know the story. But here's my point. Here's what I'm getting at. God saw something in Noah. That he led him to build an ark of protection for him, for his family. And two of each animal, except for those for purpose of sacrificing. God saved Noah and his family. Why? Because he wasn't part of the crowd. Matter of fact, they laughed at him, talked about him. But he heard God. And he found favor with God. You hear me? He found favor with God. Hallelujah. Go with me now to Proverbs, the third chapter. Proverbs chapter 3. I want God to find favor with me. I want God to look down and say, yeah, I can use him. He'll do this, or he'll do that. Or he'll do what I tell him to do. He'll live the way I tell him to live. Now, Proverbs chapter 3. These are instructions that all of us need to follow. Verse 1, my son, do not forget my law, but let your what? Let your what? Let your heart keep my commandments. I don't want to try to live as close to the line, per se, that divides the world and Jesus Christ. You follow what I'm saying? Some folks says, you know, I want to be saved, you know, because I don't want to die. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven when I leave this earth. But I tell you what, it's certainly looking good out there in the world. So I'm gonna try to do is live as close to the line as I can. If by chance maybe I can reach far enough to grab some forbidden fruit without actually falling over the line. What we should want is God. I want God. I want to please Him. Amen. You still here? Now listen, listen. Let me read verse 1 again. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. If you want favor with God, do what he tells you. Look at verse 2. For length of days and long life and what?
Peace.
They will add to you. How many want to hear that again? Verse 2. I know I do. Glory to God. I have a little ring in my mic. For length of days. You know, length of days is like having good days. How were your day today, sister? Miserable. Couldn't wait for evening to come. No, God wants us to have good days. Amen. Hallelujah. For length of days and long life and peace will they add to you. Verse 3. Let mercy and truth, excuse me, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Now, if you do these things, then you can have verse 4. And so, find what?
Favor.
Find what?
Favor.
Find favor and high esteem in the sight of who?
God.
Notice it's God first. It's God first. Everybody say God first.
God first.
Hallelujah. Verse 4 again, let me read it to you. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. In other words, what am I telling you? I'm telling you that you can be a standout for God. You can stand out. I'm not saying everybody going to like you for it. Matter of fact, they right now, they're not. They're not going to like you. But I'm not living to be liked. I'm living to serve God. Because God tells us to do things that we don't really want to do. Like love your enemy. Your enemy is those that don't like you. You love them anyway. Jesus said things like, pray for those that despitefully use you. You pray for them anyway. Because you may be the only one praying for them. You're still here. You've heard me say this many times. I want to say it again. When I stand before the Lord, I want him to say to me, well done. You hear me? I want him to say to me, well done, thou good. In other words, I did good. Not that I was perfect. Not that I was, none of us are. But I did good and I was faithful. Sometimes I judge myself. You know, we need to do that sometimes. We need to do a self-examination. I ask myself, am I being good? Am I being faithful? And Lord, you show me, and he'll do it. Lord, you show me where I need to make adjustments. Because I want to stand out. Now notice something here. These folks, like Noah and Mary, and there are many others, that stood out, or that God found favor with, was not people that stood out in the world. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was Peter that said, we must please God rather than man. And that even happens in the body of Christ. There's competition on who can be a standout in the sight of the pastor or in the sight of the deacon or maybe a fellow church member, especially if they hold a position of authority, because you want a promotion, so you want to stand out for them. No. What you do, you stand out for God. Amen. You stand out for God. Promotion comes from the Lord. Yeah, absolutely it does. God chose Mary to be the mother of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She found favor with God. She was highly favored by God, which tells me that God watched her. Now, don't get me wrong. He knew who Jesus' mother would be before the foundation of the world. But you've heard me say this many times, and it's true. God's given us all a free will. God called me into the ministry and to pastor, but I could have been hard-headed and said, no, not me. Not me. I'm not dealing with people. I don't want to do it. I'm just not going to do it. No. He knew I would do it, but I made up my mind to obey him. Amen. You still here?
Amen.
So God saw Mary even from the foundation, before the foundation of the world, that she be a lady after his own heart. Glory be to God. She was highly favored. She was highly favored. I got good news for you. You may feel like, oh man, I've missed the mark. Wow. Well, one good thing about it, this is what I love about God. He will give us another chance.
Amen. 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 Amen.
You hear me? He will give us another chance. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of grace. The devil wants to beat you up and say, no, you missed it. You messed up too bad. No. That's the reason God put some things in the Word of God so we can know. He says, I'm God, I don't change. He forgave the man that denied him. Publicly denied him. I'm talking about Peter. After walking with him, after being chosen by Jesus, when the pressure was on, he denied Jesus. But Jesus forgave him of his sins. And matter of fact, can I tell you something else? See, we have to learn from this. Jesus went looking for Peter. Is he looking for you? Is he looking for you? If you mess up, that's not the time to run and hide. That's the time to run. Amen. To Daddy. Because he's the only one can help you. I'm just as much his child as Peter. Peter became one of his disciples, chosen by Jesus. But you know what? God doesn't love Peter any more than he loved me. Or you. So what he did for Peter, guess what? He'll do for me. What he did for Peter, he'll do for you. That's one thing about God. You notice he didn't, when folk would mess up, he didn't hide it. When Abraham messed up, God didn't hide it. But we can see that God will forgive us and set us free. And use us for his glory. And I don't know about you, but I'm certainly glad about that. Hallelujah. Lift both hands in the air and just tell the Lord, say, use me, Lord. Come on, tell him again. One more time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Now, for a few more minutes, I want to go over a few things with you that will help put you in the place where God can use you the way he wants to. First of all, I've already read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1, but let me read it again. My son, do not forget my law, and let your heart keep my commandments. Number one, give your heart to God totally. Give your heart to God totally. totally. Give your heart to God. Number two, put your trust in God and not in man. Oh, I need to say that one again. Put your trust in God and not in man. As a matter of fact, we're already at Proverbs chapter 3, right? All right, let's drop down to verse 5. Listen at it. Listen at what it says. Trust in the Lord with what? With what? With all your heart. With all your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and what will he do? He will direct your path. Glory be to God. I said glory to God. Trust God. Trust God. Now, we were over here the other evening, but I want to go again. Go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. Look at verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. If our dependence is on man, then we're in a fix. Even if it looks like, or if it seems like it's good right now, it's going to collapse because your trust is in the wrong one. You're depending upon the wrong one. No wonder Jesus made this statement that we can't serve both God and money. In other words, we can't, you can't put your trust in your material possessions. How much money you have, how many houses you own, how many cars you have, how much land you possess. And there's nothing wrong with those things, but we have to be careful that we do not put our trust in material things. Our trust must be in God. Amen. Our trust must be in God. Read it again. Thus saith the Lord. Cursed is the man, in other words, he's in a fix, who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. One of the Ten Commandments. God says, you shall not have any other God before you. Because God says, I'm jealous. I got to be number one. And he has that right. Take a deep breath. God provided that for you. Amen. The very reason we was able to get up this morning and get going, it was God. You hear me? It was God. It was God that protected us from things we didn't even see. Dangers that we weren't even aware of. Things that we may never know about. But God was with us. And we are to trust Him. Hallelujah. Let me read on. Verse 6. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. That's those that put their trust in man. But that's not all he said. Verse 7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Yeah. I said, blessed is the man, and of course this is talking about the ladies too, not just the male gender, but it's talking about mankind. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is who?
The Lord.
My hope is in the Lord.
Yes.
My hope and my faith is in everything He promised me.
Yes.
I'm going after what He said I can have.
Yes.
I'm going after what He says belong to me. And as I trust Him and as I seek Him, I know that He's going to open the door that I may receive what is rightfully mine. Not only while we're here on the earth, but when we leave this earth. Jesus says, I'm going away and I'm prepare a place for you. Glory to God. I'm preparing a place for you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. My hope is in God. My trust is in God. And let me tell you something. Can I tell you something? Now, this is my testimony. Now, you got yours. You understand what? You got yours. But they know who I am in heaven. Oh, yeah, because you see, I've been washed in the blood. You hear me? I've been washed in the blood. I've been recreated on the inside. The old man has passed away. Behold, all things have become new. They know who I am in heaven. Is that your testimony? Yeah. That's where my hope is. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. And while I'm on that subject, I'm not going to get there because of my works. It's because of His grace, because of the blood of Jesus. The blood that He shed on Calvary. That's my ticket. I used to hear when I was growing up as a child in the church, they would sing, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood saved me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood saved me. Oh, give him a shout, will you? In him. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Let me finish reading this. I'm gonna let you go. Hallelujah. Verse 7 again says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Verse 8 says, for he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, who spread out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought. We're not moved by what goes on here in this earth. If any of you in here, you know, you have investments or stocks or whatsoever, I'm sure you watch the stock market, and that's okay. I'm not knocking that at all. That way you know what it's doing. But here's the good thing about it. You know, if it's up, then praise God, give God glory, praise God. But if it drops, nothing changed in heaven. If it drops, the word of God didn't change. If it drops, Jesus seated on the right hand of God the Father didn't look over at him and say, uh-oh. Let me read verse 8. Again, for he shall be, this is the person that trusts God and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out its roots by the river, and will not fear. You see that? When heat comes. But its leaf will be green. Doesn't matter what happens on this earth, we'll still be green. And will not be anxious in the year of drought. Nor will cease from yielding fruit. Well, why do you say that? Because he leadeth me. Yes. 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 He leadeth me. Yes. He leadeth you. Yes. What God is looking for is people that said, Lord, I trust you.
Yes.
Lord, I place my hope
yes.
in you.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something. That makes you a standout.
Amen.
That makes you highly favored
yes.
of the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Father, for your love. Hallelujah. We give you glory, Father. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. And we stand on your promise, which says you will never, ever, ever, ever leave us. And you will never forsake us. Because we place our hope and our confidence in you. We thank you for it. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. I want us to speak. Before I leave the podium, to those that are watching the live stream, or you may be watching a recorded version, I want to tell you Jesus loves you.